Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Don't ever show that again. What was that, Hornets? The dude ate? This guy grabs a hornet's nest and squeezes it and then eats it. That's like my buddy rolling around. That's just stupid. Can we not do that anymore? Man, I don't want to edit that anymore, all right? 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, the number, if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Did y'all watch basketball last night? Any thoughts? I'm worried about our Rockets, if you want to know the truth. I'm really worried about them.
Maybe we should start to worry about the baseball season, because another game has been postponed. Cardinals this time, positive tests. We don't know who or what or the players involved, or if it's even players, maybe it's staff. But the Cardinals-Brewers game has been postponed. The Cards are going to isolate in a hotel. They're not heading to the ballpark. So now we're moving to the central time zone as far as games being postponed.
So I'm going to bet that we will not play a complete schedule this year. Although they are moving to seven inning doubleheaders, possibly.
And I guess Major League Baseball decided, hey, you know that thing we did where when we heard about a positive test, we still let everybody play? Yeah, we're not going to do that anymore. We're just going to postpone.
So you're still good with you think college football plays it out?
Yes.
Well,
by the way, they're moving it back. The SEC said we're going to start September 26th.
Coronavirus will be gone by then?
It's 2 months away.
We've been saying 2 months away forever.
But just 2 months away.
But no one said that there weren't going to be any positive tests. The question is, how would these organizations handle it? Baseball has decided we are going to have to have doubleheaders to get the games in. It'll be a question of how much can college football take? How much rescheduling has to be done? But I don't think they're not going to play. It's about...
Yeah, they're going to play.
How many tests are going to, and how does it mess with the schedule? Because I think they'll try.
You guys it is going to be a tough battle between having to play financially, but the amount of external pressure on college athletics to not play from senators and from the general public and from media outlets and articles and social media is going to be so substantial. It is going to be so substantial. The articles and op-ed pieces and, like, is it really worth someone's life to play football? That's the kind of crap you're going to be getting.
Well, we heard that. Well, it's a different thing because it's a contagious disease, but those articles have been written about why are we letting kids play football because of how dangerous it is. And
But that one doesn't have the juice that pandemic has. Pandemic is you're saying head injuries and head traumas and stuff like that. But this is going to be, why are you forcing these kids to play? You're going to have so much external pressure. It will be interesting to see if college programs just say, we don't care what you write. We don't care what you say. This has to happen for us. For us to keep other programs alive and to keep our universities running, we have to have this. I don't know. With no bubble, the bubble stuff works, man. Bubble works. Non-bubble is not going to work.
Yeah, how about all the guys that opted out of the basketball bubble?
They're
like Avery Bradley. He's sitting there going, I probably would be safer there than I'm here.
100%.
100%.
Well, it wasn't necessarily him. I think if he had issues because of family, and now maybe he didn't want to be separated from them while they had potential health issues, so he didn't want to have to...
Well, but you're not bringing it back to him.
Okay, let's say that you're worried about your own health going in there. If you don't want to, you know, endanger your family, then your family stays home and you go to the bubble.
No, I think I don't know his particular situation, but maybe he didn't want them to be alone if something happened while he was away. Now we know about Thabo said one of the reasons he didn't go is because he was around players who had COVID. Rockets, he didn't name the names himself. Now we found out that at least one of them was Russ, and I guess Luke Bamute had it as well. So his thing was, well, I'm around guys who have COVID. So I don't want to be in a bubble where no one's going to have COVID.
Right.
So, Thabo would definitely be, I don't know where he is now, but he definitely would be isolated from COVID if he was in that system right now, in that bubble.
Yeah. No, he would be, it's the best place to be. That bubble is the best place to be.
MLS is doing fine in a bubble. The bubble stuff works. Imagine that. The NFL's trying to create their own bubble as much as they can, but they can't fully create it. Like, at the facility, it's a bubble, but they're not all going to be staying there. Players can create their own bubbles, too, if they're willing to, but we just know they're not willing to. Marlins went out. You know, you had guys in the Marlins going out when they weren't supposed to. And we saw the – I've never seen anybody with more family emergencies than the Clippers. We saw Lou Williams. I mean, it's just stupid. But inside the bubble,
had someone who died.
But you don't.
His grandfather died.
You don't go right. That doesn't explain in a strip club with no mask on.
Right.
By the way, there's strip clubs here that are open.
Well, he asked
5 in the morning. I'm seeing them. Strip clubs legitimately do not care.
Would you rather be in the NBA bubble or the Magic City bubble?
NBA bubble.
Dell?
Seems substantially safer.
I don't like
strip
clubs in normal cases, so yeah, the NBA bubble.
And I'm going to say this, too. I like the ambient noise that the NBA has added. I like the music that's played. It feels like I'm watching a real game. They're real games, but it feels like a game that's just in a different location. It doesn't feel like that quiet, weird soccer situation where I watched Bundesliga and there was like no noise at all.
Well,
I watched my Premier League with on the channel.
Did you hear how many times it went silent? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
That's fine.
I didn't care, but I liked the ambient noise. It felt like they played music as the game is going on, just like in an NBA game.
Yeah. I'm not crazy about the constant drone of the baseball games.
Did you like the virtual fans around the stadium? That actually looked like they're really watching in real time, as opposed to in baseball where everyone has recorded. Come on, Altuve, let's go. It's the same people. We know one of them, Lil Mac, who is part of Astros Twitter. I saw her. She's down in the bottom right. It's Astros fans who clearly, you know how this works. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Now, Josh Reddick. Get your woos ready.
I know Let's little baby. I don't know little Mac.
All right. Get your Josh Reddick stuff ready. Ready? We're going to do woos. Ready? No. Now watch me. 3, 2, 1. And they all do woo! Woo! Okay, woo! Now we're going to cheer
Chef
for
Leno?
Now we're going to cheer for Altuve. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Let's go, Tuve! What did Jackson Lee call him?
Remember? But what they do is they record these. And so you're not watching virtually. These are not live shots of these people's houses. I guarantee it's not live. Basketball felt like, I think that was actually live shots of people's houses. One guy had a Michelob Ultra, which I don't think is a league beer.
Well, then I'm against
it. And he's holding it up doing that. But I think there's actual virtual fans who are in front of the screen watching these games in the NBA. And you saw it around the actual court. I kind of like that concept. The ones where you just bring on fans. We had it with the draft, too. Like, I could tell some of them weren't actual fans that were cheering that Roger, you know, you'd see them in the background cheering their team's picks. I'm like, that's recorded. Listen, no one would cheer that terrible pick.
I love that camera on the sideline that's court level. That is a look we've never seen before, and it actually makes it look like a video game. It actually makes it look like NBA 2K. That is the sweetest. I wish they would go to that a hell of a lot more. The court side. It's the one that almost took Luka's head off.
Yeah, I wonder when everything is normal, whenever that becomes a thing again, how many things they will take from this experiment.
But that's going to be difficult when there's fans. Yeah. You can't do that camera.
Yeah. While you guys are talking, I just pulled up some clips from the NHL. Because they had their exhibition games yesterday, and what they've done is similar to soccer, where they put like not advertising, but all these giant like things to cover seats with the NHL logo.
Yeah.
You're not gonna see the empty seats. As far as these exhibitions, I haven't heard crowd noise being pumped in, so I'm not sure if it'll just be the sound of sticks and pucks or whatever. But their bubble started last night. As far as games, the official games, the real games start tomorrow, so that'll be another experiment, and so far they've had no tests since those guys have entered it. So I mean, no positive tests. So bubbles work. It's going to be postponements and cancellations throughout other sports
and
without
that's,
a bubble.
And that's in the cold. They're both those bubbles are in Canada.
Yeah, different parts of Canada, but Canada's handled the coronavirus better, but certainly
right, but
certainly it's a bubble and it's cold. There's no heat as far.
Right.
Actually, it's the summer
and that's
Canada.
Where the coronavirus thrives
actually,
as opposed to the heat where it dies.
It's the summer in Canada, so I don't know how cold it
here
is
in
anyway.
Texas, we have none because it's
Texas
hot.
Texas and Florida, you know, hot places.
Yeah, none. California.
Coronavirus has died during the summer.
Maybe,
luckily, we're out of the woods now. There's no coronavirus.
Maybe Ron DeSantis had a plan all in place. Let's get to hurricane season, and the hurricanes will wipe out all of Corona because the hurricane's approaching Florida right now.
Has there been talk about what wind does to Corona? Maybe it knocks the wind will knock it'll knock the wind. Oh, I saw something where they were. Oh, we come back. I'll talk about. They had something with Facebook and. They aggregated like the 8 worst Facebook of the coronavirus myths that were out there early on. Were you know like the holding the breath? If you can't hold your breath more than 10 seconds, you got the Rona.
But I'll tell you what, this isn't a myth. More testosterone?
No, it's actually not a myth at all. And you can go to mensteaclinic.com and there's actually some really good information on the website that talks to you about what testosterone does for you. Testosterone is. It's really huge. Testosterone has, you've got the, oh my gosh, they got one in Grapevine, Texas too, and one off of Spring Stubner. But if you go to the website at mensteaclinic.com, you can see so much. They've got the Gaines Wave therapy now. They've got IV therapy for you. They've got obviously the testosterone therapy. When you get testosterone therapy, what it's able to do for you is help you get the lean muscle mass back. Better lean muscle mass, eliminate some of the belly fat because of the way your body now, you know, churns that up. It helps you with your workouts. It helps you with your energy level. It can have a huge impact on libido. There's so many different things that testosterone is doing on a regular basis that you take for granted in your 20s and 30s, but all of a sudden after the age of 40, you start to say, whoa, wait a minute, things have changed a little bit here, but you can get back to your normal life when you get your testosterone levels back to where they should be. Men's T Clinic can help you do that. There is 5 locations here in the Houston area, and I want you to make sure you stop in and get back to being the real you. Go get your testosterone tested at mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. Matt Maloney says hi, Kevin Romai says. I've seen Matt Maloney around. Matt Maloney was a marathoner. He used to hang out with, he hung out with Clutch and Clutch's brother and those guys. They have Robert and his brother and all
people
them.
See him running at the park all the time. He's got
a good,
band.
Great guy.
Joe
Matt's
Blank
nice
told me
guy.
He's got a band. Like he's in a band.
Yeah. No, he played. I got his CD. He sent me a CD. Mm-hmm. We played some of it on the show.
I'll just be honest with you. That is my dream to get a check that lasts that long, like the Bobby Bonilla check or the Matt Maloney check. The ones
the Bobby Bonilla is like stupid.
Like the ABA, the way they had those little annuities set up or whatever, where. Okay, here's what we're going to do. You're going to get paid every single year a smaller percentage of your contract. We're going to break your contract down into a 30-year deal or 20-year deal, or in Maloney's case, it was however long. My gosh, to just get a check that comes like that every year, how is that not the dream?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second.
The dream.
Listen, Matt, we can give you... $14 million a year. We can give you $14 million your whole contract over whatever, 4 years. Or we can give you $1 million a year for 14 years. Now, I know what you're thinking. I know you're thinking, give it to me all at once. Then you're going to blow through that, make stupid purchases. In real life, 14 years, and those are, I can't remember what the actual numbers were, but 14 years at $1 million a year, that's the dream. What are you talking about? No, don't give me all that at once. I'll put a shark in an aquarium in my living room. Don't do that.
I wish Disney would do that with my wife.
Don't. Just little by little.
Oh,
piece it out.
God, that'd be awesome.
Well, how come? Let's explore that.
MLB rank in strikeouts among teams. So the Astros were 20 in 2014. They were 29th in strikeouts. They struck out a ton. Remember those teams? Well, not really, because nobody watched. In 2015, when they got to the playoffs against Kansas and lost to Kansas City, they were 29th in the league. That was either home run or strikeout. Remember that year? 2016, 27th. In 2017, the year Carlos Beltran got here, the Astros were the best in the league, not striking out. Second in 2018.
When Carlos Beltran got here.
First in 2019. So there was a huge... Oh, you want to talk about the disparity? They go from 27th to first.
Yes, but they still, to this, they have much better plate discipline. What's he... Like, they still look at certain pitches that you normally wouldn't. They're just chasing... Now, short sample size, but man, they are chasing some sliding... Some frisbee sliders right now.
Let's take a look at the Yankees when Carlos Beltran was there. In 2014, the Yankees, fourth in the league. Fewest strikeouts. 15, 10th. 2016, fifth. Carlos Beltran leaves. In 2017, they were 19th. In 2018, they were 22nd. In 2017, they were 19th. In 18, they were 22nd. And in 19, they were 17th in the league in strikeouts. So they went from 5th to 19th after Carlos Beltran left. That doesn't make much sense.
That's not suspicious at all.
That doesn't make much sense at all. I don't know. This is not my... A scene from Downton Abbey at the dinner table is not our golf draft, okay?
But it could be.
With everyone in their tuxedos, their white, ties. Dell, do you know the difference between a black tie and a white tie affair?
Not really, no.
Excuse me, you're from the Queen's English. You speak the Queen's English.
No, I would be part of downstairs, not upstairs. So
you...
what's the difference? I would be serving. So
white tie affair is much more elegant, much more.
What happens in a white tie affair?
It's just even more boring.
Well, how could it possibly be more?
Black tie is kind of like for lunch.
Okay.
White tie.
I thought black tie is the evening events.
That's what I thought.
No, white tie is...
I've never even heard of white tie.
See, these are... Look at... No, when it's a really sophisticated white tie. See, that's why you live in a trailer.
I'm not hoity-toity like you. Penthouse like George Jefferson.
You were a top hat when it's white.
John was the George Jefferson of that penthouse when... You're like, they're moving on up. And everyone's like, what is this guy doing here?
Apparently, look, black tie is formal, tuxedo, ball gown. The term white tie refers to an event, more dressy occasion, like a gala. White tie is the most formal occasion possible. It's only considered proper for events after 6 p.m.
Thank you.
Black tie is less formal.
Yeah, it's like a picnic.
Black tie is less formal.
Hold on.
Semi-formal dress for evening events.
All right, here's a, because we know that you're hoity-toity.
Clearly.
Not you, John.
No, that's what I know.
Right. Do you own your own tuxedo?
Yes.
He's got to go to places that Wendy doesn't want to be embarrassed by him, so of course he does.
My wife. If it wasn't for her.
Do you have a white tie tuxedo?
No.
Like,
no. I don't. No.
Man, y'all are getting a phone call if I have to get a tuxedo. I don't want to be a part. I hope to never wear another tuxedo for the rest of my life. And that includes...
Well, what about your daughter's wedding? Or?
Yeah, I'm hoping it's low-key.
No. On a beach?
The dream. Oh, really?
On a beach
dream
somewhere.
The low-key.
Well, you don't
on
have to worry
beach,
about that
barefoot.
From the nunnery.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's low-key or she stays with that nun thing.
From the convent. You don't have to worry about that.
Well, she's married to God.
Yeah, it'd be perfect. That's great.
Don't you have to wear low-key. A tuxedo to that?
Nope.
No, you don't. In fact, he probably won't even
be. People wear shorts to church sometimes.
Monty will probably disavow all knowledge of him when she marries God. Sorry.
Snacks is not going to have tuxedo. He'll have something. Have you seen what he wears? He loves Calvin Murphy clothes. Snacks dresses like an over-the-top pimp. That's what he wants. He wants... If it shines, if it has anything that's on the collars that shines and sequins, that's what he wants. Like, I'm not even joking. I asked him one time, I said, if Calvin Murphy, because he's like, God, is awesome. Calvin Murphy had this white jacket on with gold with gold sparkles on the, and I said,
anytime you say, Calvin Murphy's outfit is awesome.
I swear on my children that this is true. I said, with a straight face, I said, Snacks, if I could get you a jacket like Calvin Murphy wore, would you wear it to church? He goes, oh, definitely. I would wear it all the time to church. Okay. When Chelsea got married, he wore a red velvet jacket. That was a jacket he picked out. Red velvet jacket.
So he wouldn't be allowed at a white tie event because you have to wear a black jacket with a tail. Like, you can't be a normal suit jacket or even a tuxedo. It's got to have that tail on the end.
Oh man. Yeah, it's gotta be tails. I'm sure Snacks would love to have tails. White. Oh yeah.
But just
cane,
simply black?
Tails?
Only black? Because that's the only color he can wear. He can't wear his...
Yeah, no, he prefers, like I said, not a lot of people have seen... It seems like it's hard to find the documentary Pimps Up, Hoes Down. That disappeared. You know, HBO Max has everything. It doesn't have that. It's like HBO disappeared it. You can't find that doc anymore.
Wow.
You can find some of it on YouTube. Snacks would be Mr. White Folks or Pimpin' Ken.
Did you buy your son a goblet for his birthday?
Not yet. If I ask him if he would like to drink out of a goblet and I showed him,
yes.
Just completely unconnected to anything pimping, if I said, what do you think of this? Oh, man, that's an awesome glass.
Is he also the one?
Just like he has that in his DNA.
Who only eats cheese quesadillas?
No, that's Alec. Okay. That's plain Jane. Okay. He likes plain clothes. Snacks wears knee socks that are neon. He wears them all the way up to his knees. He wears different color socks. He wore elbow sleeve on his one. He wore one elbow sleeve on his right arm and the other one on his left ankle or on his left leg and a headband. And that was his first day of school. That's how he dressed, like an NBA player.
And he didn't come home with beat up or?
No. Oh, man, his school's just
softness.
Let's quickly get Tony in here. He's got a white tie, black tie. What is up, Tony?
What's going on, guys? Oh, man, that's so funny you were just talking about that. Snacks would have got beat up in my school all day, every day.
Yeah.
But anyway, on the black and white tie, I just went to a white tie, and it's like the snootiest. It's like the who has the biggest thing contest, you know. It's just you barely talk to other people, and it is a gala and all that, but it's all for show. But I agree with Johnny G, man. You got to... Come on. You don't hear? I own two black tuxedos and one white one. I can't have tails because I'm 5'3 on the white one, so they would touch the ground. But I got the top hats, and why go to those events all year long and go rent and bring it back and shoes and... No. You got to own your own tux. I got a Versace,
what?
I got an Armani, and I got another.
Why go to those events? You should have stopped right there.
What?
Why go to those events and then stopped immediately? I don't want to go to an event where I have to have a tuxedo.
Well, but you have to. You're forced to go to these things, and you want to rent one every time? The hassle? No, thank you. No, well, trust me, I didn't buy the tuxedo. My wife did. I don't buy any. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Tony,
John, would you like me to buy this for you?
No, she just brings it home. Here. Here's this. Oh, thanks,
but
honey.
You got to get measured and all that stuff.
No, she knows my size. That's all. Are you kidding me? 9:30 ESPN, 97.5. I got to talk right now about my bookie. This is what I'm worried about, my bookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. The NBA is here. NHL starts tomorrow. Major League Baseball is here. You've got soccer. You've got golf, the most important sport in the world to bet. Football, you can bet on the first week's games already. The Texans are plus 10. Who you got? You can bet on who's going to win in football. Who's going to win? I mean, the odds are out there. Who's going to win the NBA title? You got all kinds of proposition bets that you can still get in at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. And I'm going to tell you, it is the easiest site to navigate now. It is so good. You just click on it, pops up. You want this bet? Bing, 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 done. If you're looking for a great way, and the most important thing is you play, you win, and they pay. Now, you put in $1,000, they'll match $1,000, so you got $2,000 to play with. You put in $100, they'll match $100, you got $200 to play with. Whatever it is, your initial deposit, they're going to match. And they're going to give you a $10 MLB future bet wager. Free, absolutely free. So if you're looking for a great place to play, you'll love the site. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Rockets and Mavs tonight. I'm on my bookie right now. Who Mavs will score? Who will score the first 20 points in the game?
J-Mo.
No. Which team?
Oh.
We'll get to 20 first.
I'm going to go Rockets. What are they, about plus 110 there?
But both minus 120.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go Rockets.
Who will have the highest scoring quarter in the game?
Of the two teams?
Yeah. Rockets. Right?
Yeah. Why are they a dog again?
Yeah, plus one. Well, but they're both minus 120. This is every game you can bet that. First team to 20?
Sure. They have first to 10, first to 20.
Celtics and Bucks, first to 20.
Who scores first, that kind of stuff.
Kings and Spurs, first to 20. Who you got?
Boy, that's, Kings and Spurs.
Well, that's like, I'd have to, I'd be almost forced. Suns and Wizards, first to 20. Will they score 20 in the game? Grizzlies and Blazers, first to 20.
Who you like?
I don't know. That's a hard bet. First to 20. Magic and Nets. Oh, but Magic is a big favorite. Minus 200. Plus one. Nets are plus 150.
Nets barely even have. Nets.
They don't have any players.
Nets barely have a team.
That's the first one I've seen. Oh, no, other ones. Like, the Blazers are a big favorite to score the first 20 points. Huh. Big favorite.
The Texans bought John Granato his tuxedo. No, they did not.
No, they didn't. They're just a great red zone offense. That's all I'm saying. That's all I said about the Texans today. What a great red zone offense they are. Okay? I didn't get a pizza. I didn't get a tuxedo from them. Nothing. That's so wrong. What are you guys doing this weekend?
I'm just watching sports.
Yeah?
I think my wife wants to go grab a drink on a patio somewhere today. Like a little... just kind of a getaway, just go with some friends and who we do stuff with. We only have one group of friends that we really like, because we know they have no kids. They don't go do anything other than just they keep it. So, like, we'll go over to Chris Solis's house and we'll go. It was actually pretty fun. We went there on Sunday. We had a lunch together, watched Astros baseball, hung out, got away from kids. And so my wife's like, yeah, let's go have some drinks during happy hour. She wants to have an Aperol spritz somewhere today. And I said, and she said, on the patio. I'm like, patio in July? Are you sure? Is it supposed to rain? Can we get some rain today?
Can't sit outside. What's wrong with
that's
you?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know what she's thinking.
No, I'm saying, what's wrong with you?
With me?
Go sit outside and have a nice drink with your wife.
No.
Yeah.
For what? If I'm do that, I'll do it on my own patio. Why am I going to go pay more?
Do you think I'm going to be outside for about 5 hours today?
We don't do what you do. Yes. No one has a "What would John Granato do?" bracelet. Nobody.
Right.
Nobody has that bracelet.
Do you think, Del?
What would John do?
Do you think?
Don't care.
Would you be outside for four and a half hours today?
For what reason?
Play golf.
No.
Yeah.
That seems like a stupid reason.
What about to drink an Aperol spritz, John? Would you be outside?
I don't even
for
know
that?
What that is.
Would you be outside?
I don't
for
even
that?
Know
yes,
what
no?
that is.
It's a drink. Would you do that?
No, I don't want an Aperol spritz. Now, if there's a Coors Light spritz, then yes.
Nope, it's an Aperol spritz.
Yeah.
There you go. So there you go. You just answered the question.
Aperol spritz.
And you know what?
What is it?
I don't know. I don't drink. Why would I know what it is?
You know what really makes me sad is, so my wife and kids are going to take off. They have a cousin who has a beach house in Padre Island or whatever. And he goes, hey, I'm not going to rent it out if you guys want to use it at this time. And so her and the kids are going to go for like 5 days. Her, the kids, and Mimi. They're all going.
Oh, that makes you sad, huh?
Well, no, obviously not. But what I'm saying is usually it would be like...
You know what really makes me sad? That's what you started the statement
well,
with.
What makes me sad is not that. What makes me sad is the part where, like, I don't want to go to Prime right now. Not in the middle of a pandemic. I don't want to take that chance.
Everybody's got a mask on.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm just going to not do that. Remember this whole bubble talk? The bubble has worked for me so far.
Worked
I put
for
myself
me too.
In a bubble. Bubble tends to work, I've noticed.
I've been in a bubble for, like, the last 15 years, and I'm just fine.
Bubble, yeah, that's true. I don't, I I'd love to just drive and go play at the, cause I'd love to go just go play poker right now at Prime or go to the casino, go to the Nugget to go play if I had money, but I don't because I had to get a new air conditioning system. But I'd love to go to the movie theater and post up there and watch like double bubble movies, just hit two at a time, bang, bang, bang. I can't do any of that stuff. Now I'm like, well, now what do I do? When they're here, I go hide in my room and watch TV anyway. Now I can do that with them here or not.
Now leave the door open. You don't have to hide.
Yeah, that's the only difference.
Yeah, you can do whatever
There's
you want.
There's not a lot of differences now. Pandemic, I'm always at the house. Just they're not going
to
be in there.
Just go to Prime and
I'm not
play.
Going to. I'm not wearing my mask shield like I do nails for a living. That mask shield.
Oh, where are your spicy boy?
Did you get one of those? Did you get your spicy boy mask?
Yeah, I did. I do have a spicy boy. It's made out of panties.
We know. Like it smells like it.
It doesn't. All right. Clean what? It. Never. I got questions, but
don't
I can't
do it. Don't.
I said that yesterday, and you go, "Yeah, it kind of does." No, smell.
I didn't say that. I said, it "Yes, feels you like. Did. I said it feels like it. I didn't say it smells like it. Yeah, you said that.
You said it.
No, I didn't. I said it feels like panties. I would never say it smells like it because then you have to get into the question: Have they been worn, or what are we talking about?
See. Why can't they just smell like panties? And now you're talking about worn panties.
You talking about brand new panties? Like fresh out of the bag panties? What are you talking about? Yeah. Okay. So you smell panties that way?
Yeah.
Wow, you're that guy. Okay.
That's your fetish? You smell brand new panties?
Okay. I'm not going to say.
I've seen people
tell
like
Lance
you in
the
movies.
Biggest difference between wife in town and wife out of town is porn with sound.
I got bad shoulder.
That's your left one. You don't need that one.
Well, some people say if you use your opposite hand, it's like a stranger's doing it. So maybe that's what he does.
No,
You know the most informative thing I ever learned in high school? Some kids said, if you sit on your hand and you make it numb, it's like a stranger's doing it.
Your Honor.
That's the only thing I've taken away from
your
high school.
Your Honor, please. We cannot in the court.
I mean,
argumentative.
You went to high school. You went to two high schools in 4 years. What's the thing you learn? What that kid told me.
Mm-hmm.
You make your hand numb.
That's all.
So what?
That's all.
So what does that kid do now? Does he run a company?
I have no idea.
Did he die of a heroin overdose? Like, did he end up doing? I know he got the Rona. I already know that.
He's a creator is what I call him.
He got Corona for sure.
Why would you put that on a kid who just was creative in his way of doing things?
Well, because I think that he thinks outside the box, I guess. But then the other thing is, he also doesn't strike me as someone who is going to make good life choices.
He was like 15 when he said it. You don't know.
Oh, that's great life choices. What are you talking about? He's experimenting.
Yeah.
Now, he may be a daredevil. You don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I just got a letter from Sarah over at Lone Star. The Texas kickoff has been officially canceled.
They even need to send that letter?
No. Rice and LSU, scheduled for September 19th at NRG, also been canceled.
What was the
Baylor and Ole Miss was the...
Oh, the Texas kickoff. Well,
we'll see with the new coach, with Aranda.
Yeah, well, as soon as the SEC...
Lane Kiffin, two new coaches.
As soon as the SEC told us that they weren't playing out of conference, well, that letter was soon to be coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and LSU and Rice. A lot of people think that LSU is relieved that they didn't have to play Rice this year.
A lot of people, or is that something Indy Kalu tweeted?
That's something Indy Kalu tweeted.
But it's picking up steam.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a lot of people who are starting to get on that bandwagon.
Yeah. LSU, well, look at all the new players.
Rice has continuity, so that's why LSU was fearful.
I don't know if they do or not.
Who knows? Who's paying attention, really?
I don't know what they're doing. You want to know the truth? I'm not even sure the coaching staff is sure. Who's back?
Are you still on scholarship here? Were you ever on scholarship here?
Oh, my
here?
God.
I thought we were done with you.
Yeah, I didn't know. You're still here?
We still got to give you a jersey?
I can smell it. The rock can smell what the panties are cooking.
Well, apparently that's what you would say.
9:43, ESPN. What, the
panties are cooking? Well, I mean, can you do an impression?
Can you do an impression of The Rock, but just add panties instead of what The Rock is cooking?
Can you smell?
Don't, Your Honor. I don't like this line of questioning.
Our cooking.
943 ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
At the Angels. Okay, McCullers tonight. At the Angels. Who you got? It is and actually, you face Ohtani in the third game. You got
last time out.
Andrisi, Canning, and Ohtani. The Angels are a bad team. Do you know what?
I like McCullers and the Astros today.
I like McCullers and the Astros too. You like your Rockets tonight against the Mavs? I'm a little worried about that one too. I'm a little worried.
Only because I think Lucas the Mavs are a really dangerous team right now.
So we got a good weekend. We got McCullers, Greinke, James against Ohtani is the one that you got to worry about. That's a 3:10 game on Sunday. The Rockets play the Bucks on Sunday. Which one you got there? Angels, Astros, or Bucks, Rockets? I think I got Bucks, Rockets on that one.
Yeah. That's.
Although I do want to see Ohtani pitch.
Yeah, I do too. But it's not. I mean, for me, I honestly can't think of a game where the Rockets, until you get to the playoffs, where the Rockets are going to outpull the Astros, because this 60 game thing has really changed things for me. And now you're already 10% through.
And you're a 500 team.
And you're a 500 team. So.
Oh, they're fine. Listen, the Dodgers are a really good team. After that, you got three with the Angels at Arizona. Oakland is good. San Francisco sucks. Seattle sucks. Colorado's pretty good. San Diego sucks. The Angels suck. I mean, you got a lot of the Texas sucks. You got a lot of teams here that you're gonna. You're 3-3, and you're still.
How do you know who all sucks?
Because they're just bad. They're not good teams.
Okay.
All right. They're just not good teams. By the way, you're 3-3, and you're still leading the division. You're tied at the top with Oakland. So that'd be a pretty good indicator of who sucks and who doesn't. Over in the National League, the Rockies are pretty good. They're 4-1. I watched some of their game the other day. They're pretty good. The Dodgers are good, obviously. The
somebody just photoshopped John into a Texans. An all-tax Texan suit.
Padres, the Giants, and the Diamondbacks. All right, I want to start a new segment here. It's your last segment of the week. What did we learn this week? Let's go back and think of the week, this week in shows. What did we learn this week?
Now, there's going to be some recency because whatever's most recent.
Right, okay, but we learned. Okay, one thing I learned was that. You know what? Rob Manfred made a good decision, I think. Okay? I think he saved the Astros. I think he saved the season for the Astros in that it won't just be a beanball war.
That's your sports one. Did you learn something other than that you
learned?
Oh,
I learned a lot of things this week, yeah.
Okay. I learned that Christian Javier might be a dude.
Yeah.
Because everything that he showed me working up and down in the zone – his ability to control, his command of pitches, his command of multiple pitches, the breaking pitch. I mean, Javi, we may have found a new starter, a good new starter. I learned that. That's when I learned.
Okay, Dell, did you learn anything this week?
I learned that Notre Dame's a whore.
Whoa. Hmm.
You didn't know that?
I knew
it. Well, no, Notre Dame always was like.
No, they were never.
Sir, we stand for integrity. This is the Notre Dame way. And now
we're independence.
They do?
We don't need anyone else.
We stand alone for justice and for the rights of others. And we stand good day, sir, for all. Wait, do we have to put the patch on?
Excuse me.
Are you aware that if you don't become the whore that we all knew you to be, that you're only going to have like 5 games this year? Oh, okay.
We just don't want to wear the patch.
Oh, you're wearing the patch.
No.
Hua.
Whoa. You called him a hua.
Notre Dame 2R is a hua.
Hua. That's what I learned. That was my sports thing that I learned. Notre Dame's a hua.
That's what you learned.
And they don't want to put the patch on.
Put the patch on, Notre Dame. And also, my non-sports thing that I learned, bit of recency, that John will smell freshly bought panties.
I learned that he apparently may have dated a stripper. John Clay Wolf put that up there. John, did you ever date a stripper? Roger Clemens is sitting on the line like, wait, what now?
No, John's Roger like, Clemens wasn't sitting on the line, and I never said anything. I didn't say I dated a stripper.
You never gave it away, but you got real weird.
I never said I dated a stripper. Never.
You never said you didn't.
Yeah, didn't deny it.
I took the fifth. I played as a fifth.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't want to incriminate yourself.
John Clay Wolf had you shook.
No.
You weren't ready for John Clay Wolf today.
I pleaded the fifth.
When you are going to battle against John Clay Wolf, you know that you need to step into the plate and understand that one may come up under your chin. You can't just sit down and just half-ass an at-bat against John Clay Wolf.
No, I know that.
Yeah, you dug in, and he said, stop digging in.
What else did I learned who's more fragile. I learned that Lance is more fragile than Will Fuller.
Ooh, this week.
You know who I saw at HEB yesterday? He had a mask on, but I'm pretty positive it was Will Fuller. And I wanted so badly to take a picture. Like,
did he have a sling too?
Can I get a picture just to send it to John and Dell?
Speaking of pictures taken, you still owe us one. You know what we're talking about.
And yes. I know.
You owe us one.
I know. I had a chance yesterday too, but I'll get that taken care of. And do you know, I actually thought this. I actually, and this is not a lie. This is true. As I'm walking through HEB with my mask so I can populate my little mini fridge, and I see Will Fuller walk by. And I think to myself, and I honestly had this internal discussion, what if Will Fuller fell down injured in the HEB? Would I be allowed to take that picture, or would that be considered like, oh, look at it, Will Fuller's injured again? Or would that be considered in bad taste to take a picture of a player? Like, would that be considered making fun of a guy?
Would I
get in trouble with Twitter?
I would send
or
it to Raheel and have him tweet it up.
Yeah.
Right. So that you
but
don't.
Seriously, would I have gotten in trouble by the Texans or by Twitter for quote unquote taking a picture? Like, if I did it seriously and said, I honestly was working through this in my mind. Like, if Will Fuller got hurt in an HEB and he's on the ground and I take a picture and send it out, would that be considered insensitive?
Yes, it would absolutely. It would.
Now, but it's news,
well, did
right?
anybody call 911?
But other people could take it and take a picture and send it. Why is it insensitive if I do
no,
it?
No, anybody who did it would. It would be
insensitive?
Instead of helping him up or people, calling 911.
What? People tape fights where people are being robbed and beaten to death. What are you talking about? That's when the video
cameras
come out.
Well, you don't want to get involved in that, but you want to help a poor guy up. He's fallen
somebody
and he can't get up.
Somebody would have got him.
Will Fuller's fallen and he can't get up.
Here's what's not fair. If somebody else had tweeted out, oh my gosh, Will Fuller's on the ground here at an HEB, he's hurt, and tweeted it.
Right.
They'd get, like, everyone would be, oh my gosh, look what this person had. They wouldn't be considered insensitive. But for some reason, because I'm in sports, I would be considered insensitive.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying he's going to fall down and get hurt at an HEB, but I'm not saying he's not going to.
You don't know that.
I'm not going to not say he's not going to, if that makes sense.
Right, right. What else did we learn today? We learned that
people will bring fries if they don't want you to badmouth them for bringing free food to them.
We did learn that. We did learn that George R.R. Martin should be imprisoned.
Well, he said you can lock me up if I don't write. If I don't finish Winds of Winter by this date, and that date was July 29th, and he said this back in May of 2019 or something. So, yeah, put him in jail.
Hmm. We learned that there is a dumbass congressman in the state of Texas.
Louis Gohmert, who didn't wear a mask, doesn't like wearing them, and walked around the Capitol in Washington without one. And guess what? He got corona. And you know what they say? You play stupid games, you get stupid prizes.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, instead of, you know, doing it virtually, telling his staff, I have corona, he wanted them all to gather in a room so he could tell them. Because that helps.
And then we learned also that Vance Ginn, the chief economist for the Texas Public Policy Foundation, said this. Schools should reopen since most Texans dying from COVID-19 are elderly or Hispanic.
Wow. People say the damnedest things out loud.
You said the quiet part out loud, sir.
To this day, I can't believe
the out loud.
You
said something you should have told your brother, okay, over the phone or only in person.
I still can't believe the things that are said out loud.
Out loud.
To this day.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me. The out loud voices that people use are amazing.
Sticking with the corona and awful things happening, Herman Cain passed away. Herman Cain was a backer of President Trump, went to Tulsa for that rally without a mask on, had tweeted throughout this pandemic about how corona wasn't what it was made out to be. And what did Herman Cain die of? Corona.
Coronavirus.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah, that is...
That also happened.
That also happened this week. All that happened this week, and you heard it right here on ESPN.
And what else did we learn? Lance, stay off ladders.
Yeah, but I'm going to get back up on it.
I do believe he might be softer.
Have you learned that lesson? Stay off.
I also learned that Carlos Correa versus simulated Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa greater than simulated Carlos Correa.
Would you like
Correa.
To see simulated George Springer?
Not.
No. Nope.
Would you like to see the simulated pitching staff? Looks similar.
Really?
Simulated bullpen. Of course, actually, none of these guys are on the simulated roster because no one knew who their pitchers were going
to
be.
And the biggest thing we forgot to mention is we learned that Joe Kelly's a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing we learned.
That's what we took away most from this week. Joe Kelly is a bitch.
Yeah. And I will echo Bomani Jones one more time. If you got a problem, go meet the Astros in the parking lot. Why are you throwing fastballs at them? If you really got an issue, fight them.
If you're a tough guy.
Yeah. Don't throw your projectile at them and scare them. If you want to fight, go fight him. Get his ass beat.
Hurling a spherical object 97 miles an hour at their head.
Yeah, or
go take some punches.
Yeah,
if give some and take some.
If you about that life, go find him. So soft ass Joe Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Soft ass Dodgers as a whole, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Lance, you're done. Beat it for the weekend.
You're done. When are your kids leaving?
I don't know. I think in a week or whatever.
No.
Oh.
Do anything cool. What am I going to do? Play online poker?
Dude, my how about this? My wife and Frankie and JT all gone last weekend, the whole weekend.
I have the fellas.
You know what
come
I did?
Over.
I played gin at Luling's. I mean, boring. I played golf. I played some poker. And then,
but you do that all the time.
This is not. I know. What difference does it make?
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's not like, you know.
What do you go? What,
I went and did blow. And
you don't do blow on a regular basis.
I know.
Basis.
That's what I'm saying.
At this point, you're not going to do
just
blow.
Just because your family leaves doesn't mean you have to start doing blow like Greg from Succession. Like, well, I guess I got to do these lines.
I know, but it was like, man, am I.
Wife's gone. Should I get some blow or some money?
Should I turn my entire life upside down?
Well, I know, but I was like home at 8 o'clock and going to bed at 9. I was
but that's also in a weird way kind of the dream.
Oh, I'm so disappointed in me.
I know. I don't even like taking naps because I'm like, I feel like I'll miss out on time.
Miss out
what
on
am I doing
what?
Now?
Yeah,
miss
what out are you on missing what? Out on? What
this pandemic has no. sucked my butt. I'm so tired Whoa. Of this pandemic. Whoa. I'm so tired of this thing. At least I have sports back now.
At least we do.
For now.
Yeah. Well, the Rockets will be around for quite a bit.
I'm not worried. Yeah. Bubble team's good. Astros, I'm like. Oh.
You're going to have hockey and basketball for the next couple months to focus
I better
focus
get that win
on.
Percentage up, Astros, just yeah. in case.
just in case it's a 12-game season.
Well, they're going to. They're still leading the division. That's how crappy this
yeah,
division
is.
Yeah,
it is first and second place teams.
Yeah, first and second plus two more. So, yeah, I think they're going to be good. 10 o'clock ESPN 97.5. Beat it, Lance.